Well, Danny, welcome. What's it like to be a Blackburn Rovers player?
Yeah, delighted to finally get it done. It's been, you know, a couple of weeks since the interest first started, and Sam Allardyce said I had to wait because of the amount of games Sunderland had coming up, so which was fair enough. But soon as them games out of the way, he said I could go down and speak to Blackburn, and here I am. Delighted to be here and can't wait to get started.
Did he tell you anything about the club, having been the manager himself?
He didn't actually. I'm quite surprised he didn't tell. Obviously, he said it's a fantastic football club, but not a great deal. I think a lot maybe has changed since he's been here. I don't know. But for me, it was a chance to come and play first team football, which is very appealing to me at this stage of my career.
It had seemed that your chance of coming to first team again at Sunderland, and now you're here. Did you feel that my chance has come at Sunderland?
Yes and no. I did play a couple of games in that week, but it was left wing and right wing, so you know that's not my natural position. But being selfish, you know, it allowed me to get some match time and a lot of hard work in them two games. So I come here fit and ready and can't wait to get started.
As far as you're concerned now, is your Sunderland career over?
Yeah, I would say so. I've only got 6 months left or so now, so I would say it's probably best for both parties to move on, yeah.
Just hasn't worked out, has it?
Just hasn't worked out, yeah. Not for want of trying, not for want of lack of effort, but sometimes that happens. You go to clubs and it doesn't seem to work out, so... But I wish them all the best for the end of the season. Hopefully they can stay up. And, you know, I'm a Blackburn player now and I'll be concentrating on moving Blackburn up the league.
Manager's just been saying to us, every time Graham played against me for Watford or for Swansea, he scored. So no pressure this weekend.
Yeah, no pressure. He's reminded me of that already. I had a good record against Norwich, like you say, at Watford and Swansea. But they always seem to win 3-2 or 3-1. But like I say, I'm looking forward to working with him. Working with the boys and, like I say, moving us up the league.
It's not the first time you've played for a Lancashire club, is it? You were a Blackpool player almost 10 years ago, Danny. You scored in a win at Bristol City, didn't you?
Oh, you've managed to find that, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. A long time ago, yeah. I think it was 4-2 the game. We beat Bristol away. But that was only a month and I never really got a chance to see the area properly and what have you. But I'm here now till the end of the season, so I've got a good few months to find out what it's about and how good the fans are in the club itself.
Shame, really. Young lad in Blackpool, you'd have had a good time, wouldn't you, 10 years ago?
No, the missus wouldn't let me out.
This represents a real opportunity. People are already saying you could be the perfect foil for Jordan Rhodes. Do you look at it like that, that it'd be nice to get a strike partnership going? Because you've been at your best at times as part of one of the two, haven't you?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a good partnership going, but at the end of the day, it's all about the team winning football matches. Obviously, Jordan's a very talented player and his goal record speaks for itself at this level. So I am very interested to see how that works and I'm sure we will hit the ground running. But like I say, it's all about moving Blackburn Rovers up the Football League.
Are you someone who worries about goals? Are you someone who's taken it home with you that it's not gone in terms of goals as well as it might have done?
I've had this before in my career where I haven't scored goals in 10, 15 games and I've always managed to come back, so the older I get, the more stronger I've become, and that's not a problem. You know, my goal records, I've got over 100 league goals, so I'm not worried about that. I know where the goal is, just a case of one going in, and I'm sure the rest will follow.
And wouldn't it be nice to get it on your debut at a club who, defensively, it's not going particularly well for?
Yes, obviously they've had a couple of bad results, but I'm sure it won't be easy Saturday. They've got the new manager in. I'm sure he's been working hard on, you know, defensive shape and shutting teams out. So it would be nice to get a goal, but if we can get 3 points, then I'll be even more happy.
You've literally been here 2 minutes, but from the feel you get about the place, do you see this more of a long-term project for yourself rather than 4 months?
Yeah, obviously, you know, Blackburn's given me the chance to come and play. So, you know, I'll be working hard. I'm out of contract in the summer, so I'll be working hard to do well for Blackburn, for myself. And then at the end of it, you know, there might be something there and we can agree on something there more longer term.